Welcome to the Empowered You podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Espino, a former licensed social worker turned spiritual empowerment coach and transformational speaker. And I am on a mission to help you rediscover who you truly are on a soul level so you can create the life you truly desire and make the impact that only you were born to make. This unfiltered podcast is your weekly Espino Espresso shot of empowerment, information, strategies, incredible guests, fun, and so much more, all geared towards helping you believe with pure conviction that you are more than enough and have the power and abilities within you to make your dreams and desires a reality. Because let me tell you, sunshine, the world needs you. Now let's get this party started. Welcome back, sunshines, to another episode of the Empowered You podcast. Bow, bow, bow. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So today we have a solo dolo episode, which I have not done a solo episode in a minute. And I'm actually super excited. And before we kind of get into what I want to talk about today, which honestly, it's going to be very much intuition led because I'm not really positive what I'm talking about. I know there is a quote by Glennon Doyle that I want to share with you all that is super powerful, and we'll see what comes from there. I also know that I pulled angel cards for the collective, and I set the intention that this is the message that the Empowered You audience and the collective needs to hear whenever they need to hear it, and it'll be for the right time, the divine timing of it all, and for the highest good of all. So I'm going to share the message with that. And then today, when I was about to start recording this, I was looking for one of my oils, essential oils, and it was underneath my desk. And I found an affirmation card, which I felt was so in alignment with today. So I'm going to share that as well. So it's kind of just a free-flowing episode today, but I set the intention that it would be exactly what you need to hear today, that I will be a clear vessel for unconditional love, and I'll know exactly what to say and when to say it that will be for your highest good. Regardless of when you hear it, you are meant to hear it. There's no coincidence that you're here. So if you're new, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. If you're returning, what's up, sunshine? I freaking love you. I'm grateful to you. And let's get this party started. So first and foremost, before, you know, actually, let me go, okay, should I go straight into the Glennon Doyle quote? Okay, no, let me tell you what has been up on my side, because, you know, we like to keep it real in the Empowered You podcast community. So I don't know if you've seen it or not, but I haven't really been as consistent as I would like with uploading episodes every Tuesday. And at first, it was kind of one of those things where I was like, you know what, like, I'm not going to force it. I'm just going to, you know, allow my intuition to guide me. And there's another podcaster that I love so much, Danielle Page, where she doesn't have like a weekly thing. She just does it when she's inspired. And I love that. And so that was what I was selling myself on, right? But as I digged a little deeper into that, there was a lot of shadow. There was a lot of fear that was actually happening, because I'm being called to step up, right? I'm being called to level up. I'm being called to share my message with more people and really put myself out there more and be more visible, right? So there was a part of me that felt like scared or fearful of, and this is not conscious, guys. Like, I wasn't consciously aware of this. Consciously, what I was selling myself was that, hey, Danielle Page doesn't have every weekly podcast. Like, I don't need to put so much pressure on myself. I can just go with my flow, like with my flow and trust my intuition. And that's all great and everything. But there was something so much deeper. And what was happening was that I was scared for this podcast to expand and to be more visible, to be more out there, because there was a part of me that felt like, oh my God, I will be caught. I will be caught that I'm not good enough, that I don't know enough. And so basically, imposter syndrome, you know, feeling like a fraud. And I was really shocked that I felt this way, but at the same time, I kind of wasn't, because as you guys know, if you've been listening to me for a while, that whole not good enough complex, which I truly believe is like an epidemic, is something I've worked on and I've struggled with my entire life. And whenever I am up leveling, whenever I am expanding, whether it was to start the podcast, whether it was to start my business, whether it was to start retreats as services I offer, there's always fear there of the limiting belief comes up of not being good enough. And that's why I always like to tell people that we are never done with healing. You know what I mean? And a lot of times it pops up certain limiting beliefs that you may have. And you may be thinking like, what the F? I freaking healed you. Why are you back? Like, I don't understand. And it may feel like, oh my gosh, am I ever going to overcome this? Am I ever going to heal this? And I hear you, and I've been there, and I've cried over this, and I've journaled over this. And I'm just like, oh, but what I have found in my experience and from the work that I do with my clients is that it's like an onion. It's just a deeper layer. So you heal it as much as you can to get into alignment with whatever you're being called to step into, right? And then as you continue to expand and grow, it comes up a deeper level of it so you can heal it, so you can be in alignment with what you're calling in, what you're stepping into. I hope this makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, let me know. But so that's what I was struggling with. So I'm not going to go into detail with imposter syndrome in this episode. However, I am going to be discussing that in future episodes, whether a solo episode or just right now before I started, I hit record, I asked one of the Facebook groups I'm a part of if there was any person that would like to be a guest that does work on overcoming imposter syndrome so we can really dig deep, because I can share my personal experience and I can share my thoughts and what I believe about imposter syndrome, but I would also love to have an expert on that we can really dissect their mind and really dig into this, because I know I'm not the only one that has struggled with this or struggles with it. You know what I mean? Like, it's so common, especially when I really believe that we are in an epidemic of not feeling good enough. We are literally conditioned and programmed from once we get out of the womb to not feel good enough. So essentially, the core of imposter syndrome is that, not being good enough, whether not knowing enough, not being smart enough, not whatever, right? So I'm very excited for that episode. And we'll see, you know, I'll keep you guys posted. But today's episode is not about that, but I did want to keep it real with you because you all know that's how I operate. And I just wanted to keep you in the loop of what's going on with your girl, Kelly, over here. Okay, sunshines. So now let's move right along to a Glennon Doyle quote. Now, if you don't know Glennon Doyle, definitely check her out on Instagram. She is freaking awesome. She's so amazing at Glennon Doyle. She also has many books. Her most recent book is called Untamed, which is a great book. It's a great read. I haven't fully finished it yet, but it's really great. So I definitely recommend it. So what Glennon Doyle shared on her Instagram and also on Twitter said this: I have not written a word during quarantine. Just a reminder to worried artists, there are times for creating and times for becoming the person who will create the next best thing. For many of us, this is a becoming time. Rest and become. Love you. So I'm going to read that again because it was so effing powerful and I shared it on my Instagram story and so many people responded to it. So many people really resonated with it. So I want to say it again. It is something I've been talking about. So Glennon Doyle says, I have not written a word during quarantine. Just a reminder to worried artists, there are times for creating and times for becoming the person who will create the next thing. For many of us, this is a becoming time. Rest and become. Love you. Now, I freaking love this so much because this is something that I've been really vocal on, is that once we got into this quarantine, right, there was a lot of freaking marketing, a lot of freaking pressure of, you know, this is the time. This is the time to write that book you've been pushing off. This is the time to get in the best shape you ever got into. This is the time to start your business. This is the time. And there was so much effing pressure. And I know people were saying, like, you know, in our last recession, there was Uber and there was Netflix and there was this, like, you know, and I get the intention behind it, you know, is to be motivating, to empower people, to be like, you know, it doesn't have to be the worst time of your life. It can be X, Y, and Z. I get that. I also get, you know, for marketing purposes, but that did not vibe for me. I did not resonate with that. It really triggered me. It really did, because I mean, it's like you're encouraged by people. We are in a global pandemic right now. This has never happened before. We have people losing family members, losing loved ones, losing, knowing people that are losing people. You know, we have people that are losing their jobs. They're grieving. We have people that are now, not only are they, you know, in working, but now they're a teacher and they're a parent. Well, they're always a parent. No days off. I feel for you guys, but you know what I mean? There's so much transition. There's so much uncertainty. There's so much loss that everyone is experiencing. And even if you haven't experienced any of those, there's a grieving of your old life. There's so much going on. And on top of that, cosmically, what's happening in the cosmos. Now, you all know, I'm not no astrologist or anything like that, but I do follow some. And I know there's retrogrades happening. There's eclipses coming. There's so much happening on so many levels, so much in our earth and in the collective energy and in the universal energy. And on top of that, you know, we're all experiencing a lot right now. And I've said it, I don't know if I've said it on the podcast, but I've definitely said it in like live streams and Instagram, is that we are literally in the healing Olympics. The healing Olympics. So we are being triggered left and right. And it's an invitation for us to dig deeper and be like, why am I feeling triggered? What does this mean for me? You know, what is the deeper meaning here? Why, you know, really being curious and really exploring self-introspection and exploring yourself. I mean, it's definitely difficult times, and I don't want to fucking sugarcoat it. I don't want to freaking, you know, spiritually bypass or sprinkle some love and light and positive vibes over this. Like, I want to, it's the reality of the situation. Like, we're literally being quote unquote born again right now. Like, we are literally dealing with a lot, right? So not to take away from the people that are feeling that inspiration, that are feeling creative, that are writing that book they've been wanting to write and are starting their own business, power to you. I celebrate you. I acknowledge you. Like, I honor you. Way to freaking go. Cue the maracas, right? But for the other people that may be feeling like, oh, I should be writing this book. I should be starting this own, you know, business. I should be eating better. I should. I'm telling you, let's release the fucking judgment. That is the last thing we need right now, is the self-judgment. And I get why that is, because of all the conditioning, because of the marketing, because of the pressure all around us. But what I love about Glennon Doyle's quote is that she's really basically giving people permission to be like, no, the time, yeah, if you're feeling inspired, go for it. But if not, there's nothing wrong with you. You are not broken. You do not need to be fixed. There's like, it's really giving you permission to just be and to really honor that intuition. Right now, we're in the healing Olympics. We're being guided to go inward, to see what is the bigger reason for this? What is the greater reason? What is this quarantine trying to tell me? What do I need to dig into inside myself? Because let's remember, our inner creates our outer. So if you take this time to really dig into that, and I know for some it's very, very difficult. I mean, I have a client that she has 4 kids under the age of 9. She, you know, her partner, she has her mom living with her at this time during the quarantine, and her mom is one of her biggest triggers and her biggest lessons, which is pretty common, right? Our family members tend to be that. And it's all in one space for months. So she is being triggered left and right. I mean, there's so much going on with her. And I had a session with her, and she was just like feeling extremely overwhelmed. And it was like this energy of like, is this ever going to stop? Like, I just like that energy of just keep swimming. Am I ever going to stop fucking swimming? Right. And that's when I came up with, oh shit. Well, I didn't come up with it. It literally came in as a divine divine thought out of nowhere. And I was like, yo, girl, you're in the fucking healing Olympics. Like, yeah, it's a lot right now. And I get that. But this is all coming. It's not happening like to you. It's happening for you. And like, look at all these realizations. Look at all these aha moments. Look at all these connections that you're experiencing. Look at all these inner child wounds that are coming to reality. Yeah, it's difficult. Yeah, it's hard. It's a lot going on. And I'm not taking that away from you. But understand that there's so much releasing. There's so much healing that's actually happening right now that's going to serve you. That's helping you become the person you need to be in order to fulfill your dreams and desires, in order to show up in that next version of yourself, which what I believe, you hear that a lot, right? Like the next, your next self, like step into that next version. I believe that next version is you returning back to who you truly are on a soul level. So that's like you returning back to your inner child. You know, you returning back to the person you were before the world told you what you had to be, before the programming, before the conditioning, right? That's what I truly believe is your next level self, is that inner child, you know? And that's another episode I'm going to be doing, which I can't believe I've never done an inner child healing episode, really, honestly. Like I was telling my sister was like, are you serious? You never done one? Because I talk about inner child healing all the time, you know, on my Instagram, on my Facebook, I've done masterclasses. It's something I'm very passionate about. And I didn't realize that I never had an episode on that. So I'm going to be talking, definitely going to be sharing about inner child healing and some ways to connect. But back to what we're going through right now, I really feel like it's okay to just chill out and veg out. It's okay to, you know, quote unquote, fail this parenting teaching thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay. It's okay not to write the book. It's okay if you don't feel inspired. It's okay if you're overeating, if you're binge eating. It's okay. There's no right or wrong. It's just all evidence. It's all research that will help you if you choose to release the judgment and the criticism and to really be open-minded and curious to be like, okay, what is this trying to tell me? You know what I mean? And I know for some of you, this may be super validating and comforting, but I know for some of you, it may be super triggering because I don't want to take away from the grieving, from the loss that people are experiencing and the sudden loss and what that can bring up for you. So I do want to encourage you that if you are grieving, if you are experiencing major loss in your life, I would love for you to check out episode 33, where I speak on grieving and loss and despair. And with that, I just want to remind you that it's a story I shared in that episode, but I do want to bring it to this episode as well, is that my sister, a couple of years ago, met with a medium. And in that session, one of her high school friends who passed away came to light during the session. And what he said was that I knew my time was up. Like I served my soul lessons that I committed to in this lifetime. And I was ready to go back home, you know? And I truly believe that before we reincarnate, we choose when we're going to leave this planet. We don't know why or, you know, what's going to bring that, but we choose that. And I know that can be very triggering. That can be very difficult to hear. But this is why spirituality is so incredibly important, especially during a time such as now, especially during a time of healing. You know, I don't know. I've actually just talked about this with my sister, with my friend yesterday, Kimberlyn, shout out to her, is that this whole idea of I don't know how people get through life without having spiritual beliefs or spiritual faith. Like, and it's not a judgment. Like, I'm not like, if you don't believe in that, I totally get it. But I just don't understand, because with this human experience, there's so much ups and downs and so much adversity and so much wrong, injustices happening. And there's so, this human experience is not easy, right? It is filled with so much heartbreak and loss and pain. And it's just like, if I did not have my spiritual beliefs, oh my God, first of all, I'd feel like a total victim. I would feel like, how can I overcome anything? Like, it helps me cope and it helps me make sense. My spiritual practices and beliefs help me make sense of what is going on, you know, not just now, but in general. When I lost a high school friend last year to an asthma attack, and she had, you know, a family of two kids, and she was pregnant with twins and a husband, I literally was freaking pissed at God for 2 days, or higher power, universe, whatever word you resonate with. I was literally freaking pissed. And I'm like, wow, I'm a spiritual empowerment coach, pissed at God. You know what I mean? But that's life, right? And luckily I had a friend, shout out to Tam, who kind of reminded me of my beliefs and reminded me that, you know, Cal, I've met some incredible people that have lost their parents that are the most wisest, strongest, beautiful people I've ever met. She's like, what makes you think that her daughter won't
find the cure for asthma. And it's because of what happened with her mom that inspires that light within her, that fire within her. You know, you don't know. And then going back again to my beliefs that I feel like we choose our parents, and I feel like we choose when we're going to leave. And I know it's hard for us to really grasp that and believe that. And you don't have to believe that. You know, these are my beliefs. But if it resonates with your soul, if it feels familiar for you, you were meant to hear that and you were meant to receive that. So please just trust that. And just again, like, now's the time more than ever to really dig into that spirituality of it all, right? And leaning on faith and leaning on, you know, what is the higher purpose for this? What is the greater lesson of all of this? Now, it could be multiple things. You know, for me, I feel like quarantine has really encouraged me to look at my shadows, which again, which I shared with you all in the beginning of this podcast about, you know, the shadows of being caught that I don't know enough. You know, I feel like this time has helped me or is requiring me to really heal my relationship with my body and food. I feel like it's asking me to step up in a bigger and greater way and be more of service. It's showing me more and more that we're all human and to embrace that and to release the judgment. And I mean, there's so many lessons that are coming from this. Oh, to be more grateful. I mean, guys, literally, like, the shit I was concerned about, that I was anxious about, that I was worried about before this quarantine is literally non-existent now. It's minuscule, because this stuff really puts things in perspective and it really helps you become more grateful. Like, the days that are sunny, it's like, oh my God, this is the best day ever. Like, right? And it's like, it's from everything that's occurring right now. So I encourage you to ask yourself, what is this time asking me to reflect on, asking me to really dissect on, asking me to envision? Like, what new life are you envisioning? Is it asking you to reevaluate the relationship you have with your partner and recognize your worth? Is it asking you to leave certain relationships or certain friendships that are not serving you? Is it asking you to really start looking into what's really going to fulfill you, whether that's going back to school, or whether that's going changing your career, or whether that's starting your own business? Is it you taking the time to write poetry and maybe providing a blog where you share your poetry, or a book? You know, what is it asking you? And you don't need to figure it out all at once. You don't need to do that. But it's just having that knowing, whether that's just whatever it may be, you know, whatever it may be for you, just know that this time there's no rush. Obviously, right? Like, that you feel that strongly. There's no rush, but it's definitely a time of looking within, of introspection, of figuring out what do you actually want in life and what is stopping you? What limiting beliefs, what fears, what's stopping you? And is it self-worth? Is it self-love? Like, what's going on? And not to judge yourself for it, but just to know that this is happening for you. It's an opportunity for you to really do the healing work and dig a little deeper and lean on spirituality. Okay, sunshines? So that's really what I wanted to say. And now I want to share with you the angel cards that I pulled for you all. So there is the astral travel card, the daydream card, and the nettle card. So there was three cards that popped out for you all. And again, before I pulled them, I set the intention that this was going to be the message that the Empowered You audience and the collective needs to hear whenever they need to hear it. It would be at the divine timing, perfect timing, and it would be for the highest good of all. So regardless if you're listening to this the week it's launched or whenever, these messages are for you. And take whatever resonates and leave whatever doesn't. And when I say resonates, that's like whatever your soul feels like, yes, that feels right, or that there's like a remembering, or that's just like, yes, that's just a knowing within you, that's pure alignment. Because I know there's a lot of information out there, especially with spirituality, there's a lot, but tuning into that a lot, that being resonant, right? That alignment, that knowing within you is everything to help you distinguish what do you believe and what don't you believe. You know what I mean? So, okay. So what these cards are saying is, okay, the daydream card, the boundary, the nettle card, the astral travel card. So I feel like a lot of you are getting information and guidance and direction while you're dreaming, right? So what I would encourage you all to do before you go to sleep is really ask your spirit team, I want to remember my dreams. Please help me remember the dreams that are of importance, that are of, wisdom. Before you go to sleep, you can ask spirit team, I ask for guidance on X, Y, and Z while I sleep. And just be open to receive, you know, if you do have certain dreams, yeah, if you have a dream book next to you or like a post-it where you can write it down so you don't forget. But I definitely want to encourage you all that we are definitely getting guidance while we sleep. And I know there's a lot of layers when it comes to dreaming, which side note, I would definitely love to get a guest that does dream interpretation for sure on the podcast. But there's a lot of layers to dreams. So not all dreams does it mean like something huge, but the fact that this card came out for you guys definitely means that there is guidance that's being given during our dreams. Now, the nettle card, so the daydream card, it's all about imagination, allowing your mind to wander, taking quiet time to look within and to ask yourself, you know, what would my ideal world be like? What would my life look like? And give yourself that time to really visualize it. Imagine what would feel best for you. What is that? You know what I mean? And not have any judgment or limitation, like, oh, that's never going to happen or whatever, like that. Just being free with your imagination, because if you can imagine it, you can create it. If you can imagine it energetically, it already exists. You just need to do the inner work to get into alignment so that it can be a match, so it can be in your physical reality. So your imagination is the best way to really tune into that divinity within you, to tune into that endless amount of possibilities that are for you, right? And that is so true. There's so many quantum realities for you. So it's like using your imagination, using your ability to daydream to get a little more clear on what you actually want in life, and to self-reflect and be like, do I have that right now? Am I in the space? Am I the person who can achieve that, who can create that? Or is there certain relationships that I need to let go of? Is there certain boundaries that I need to place? Whether there's people that may be not supportive of your dreams or desires, or maybe very toxic for you, or who knows, you know what I mean? But the nettle card is all about really like creating boundaries and protecting yourself, protecting your energy, protecting your dreams and your desires from people that are not supportive of that, especially in the beginning. You know, when you have strong alignment with your desire and your dream, it's very hard for people to penetrate that. But when you're in the process of getting that alignment and being fully behind that dream and desire, it's very easy to get taken off your balance from people that are not supportive. So boundaries, you know, are there people that are disrespecting you? Are there people that are using your time, or, you know, draining you, or, you know, what's going on? And being really honest with yourself. And I know setting boundaries, it's difficult, you know, expressing your truth is hard, but this is coming out for a reason. You know, you deserve to ask for your wants and for your needs and to communicate that. And there's nothing wrong with you for that. You know what I mean? So it's like being mindful to implement those boundaries, proceed with caution with certain people, release people that are not serving you. And I know I'm saying it like it's so freaking easy. No, it's difficult, but it's needed. It's needed to help you get to where you want to go. You know what I mean? So be mindful of that and allow your mind to wander and to daydream and just see what can you create in your imagination, and just know how powerful it is to imagine. Okay, sunshines. So that was the little mini reading. And then the affirmation card that I found today underneath my desk says this: every thought I think is creating my future. The universe totally supports every thought I choose to think and believe. I have unlimited choices about what I think. I choose balance, harmony, and peace, and I express it in my life. So I thought that was very powerful and very timing. I've been really doing a lot of thought. Well, I've been into thought work recently, so thoughts have been definitely coming in strong for me. So I really don't think it's a coincidence that this came out. So take it for however you receive that. And that's a wrap for me. So right now I'm hot as balls right now. Like literally I am sweating, but I didn't put on the fan because I didn't want you guys to hear it in the audio. But that is a wrap for me, Sunshines. I love you all so very much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being alive. Thank you for being you. I appreciate you. My heart feels so full. I love you. And we are in this together, Sunshines, one moment at a time, one choice at a time, one day at a time. Okay, Sunshines, I love you. If you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with your people. Take a screenshot, tag me at It's Kelly Espino on Instagram or Facebook at Kelly Espino. You can write a 5-star review. That would be so incredibly awesome and amazing. Just because the more reviews I have, the more people will see this podcast, which would be so freaking great. And if you have any suggestions on any topics or any guests you would like me to bring on to the podcast, please let me know. And that is a wrap for me. All right, Sunshines, I love you so much. I'm sending you all so much love, light, and positive vibes. Bye. Till next time.